It's time now for the Todd Leonard Show. Leave those negative stories behind as we focus on the positive and hear from those who give back and help others. Let's start your day with some inspirational stories. Now, here's your host, Todd Leonard.
Good morning, everyone. Hope you're having a great weekend. I have a great privilege to having two wonderful ladies from the Mottville Women's Club. You know, during the week, I take some time out of my day and I look around and see who's doing really wonderful things to lift up the community, who's making a difference when no one's looking. That's the purpose of the Todd Leonard Show, The Journey of Giving Back, is to look around and to find people really doing wonderful things. I learned when I was reading and researching about the Mottville Women's Club, this organization has been really helping others for over 60 years, the part of the Federation of Women's Clubs, really in existence for over a century. And when I was looking around and I found out about the Mottville Women's Club, I wanted to have these ladies on. So I have a great honor today of having Alexandra Sarah on today and Marianne Henry, two wonderful ladies from Mottville who've been making a difference. And what really struck me was their humanity. I read something they've been doing at the Carol Simon Center right here at Morristown Medical Center about helping cancer patients. And that hit my heart. And I'm like, I want these ladies on. So good morning, ladies. How are you guys doing?
Good morning, Todd.
Good morning. Good morning.
Well, ladies, once again, before we start, a chance to introduce myself. I never had the great honor of meeting you. And I was telling you about the show, which is really just talking about wonderful things. So for the listeners and people watching on Facebook Live, this is 1 hour. You should tell everyone, take your time out of your week and listen to the Todd Leonard Show, Journey of Giving Back, because we talk about wonderful things. So, Alexandra, if I may, I don't know much about you. I did a little research, so this won't be like an interrogation or deposition. tell us a little bit about yourself for the listeners, because we're going to go on the journey with you and your great friend, Marianne.
Well, for one, I've been in the accounting field for a good 20 years. I also have always done community service, and I joined the Mottville Township Women's Club in the early 90s. Right now, we have 20-plus members, and they're all great volunteers working very hard, and we're working very much like a team.
Well, God bless you for that. So you live in Mottville?
I live in Mottville, yes.
Right. And now how about your lovely friend here, Mary? And Mary, let's ask you a little bit about yourself as well. So tell us about, you're from Mottville?
No, I'm originally from New York. I'm originally from Queens.
Queens.
But I've been in Mottville for 40 years.
Wonderful. You know, my wife is from Queens, and my in-laws, wonderful people. They're visiting this weekend.
Okay.
And we talked this morning before I was leaving to do the show, but Queens, all right, so hopefully my in-laws are watching and listening. So what kind of work do you do?
I'm a speech pathologist. I've worked in that field for about 40 years. And when my parents passed away and my children were grown and independent, I looked for another avenue to meet other like-minded women who would spend time developing relationships and just giving back to the community. So I joined the club in 2012, and it's really been a wonderful experience in terms of meeting other women, but also learning about organizations that are charitable and are devoted to community service, or, you know, activities.
Wonderful. Now, you're in the speech pathology field.
Yes.
How long have you been doing that?
Over 40 years.
Oh, my. I won't never ask a lady your age.
No. I'm only 25. That's all I admit to.
I have to say, I like to think I'm smarter than I look, so I don't want to scare anyone. But that's wonderful, speech pathology. I think that's an important field. So, Alexandra, you know, from my perspective, I always try to find out what makes people decide to do something, you know, to give back, to help others. I always like to coin the phrase, I like to study the human condition, helps me kind of understand myself as well. So I was researching about the Women's Club in Mottville, and they've been doing wonderful things for over 60 years. I mean, so many like things they do is just really, really beautiful. We're gonna delve into it. But did you know much about the Mottville Women's Club when you started to kind of go on the journey of giving back?
Well, I was actually, my husband was a building contractor. He's passed away now, but I was introduced to the club by Audrey Barnish, who is a much longer standing member than myself even. And she still attends our meetings, but she's not able to participate in too many things, but she's still a good worker. And that's how I got introduced to it. Then the president of the club, who's our Berta Baker. She said, Alexandria, will you be in charge of home life services? That was a category that we have in the club, which has been changed now to civic engagement. So I said, well, I didn't know what to do, and I had no idea what would be great. So what happens is I started networking. People were giving me things. I was finding a source for it, baby clothes, car seats, things like that, that were helping people who weren't able to buy a car seat at, you know, $300 or whatever they cost now. And it started that way. And I was collecting aluminum tabs, which we still do for Ronald McDonald. They get weighed. And then whatever the funds are, we pay out to Ronald McDonald. So that's really how it started. I've served as an officer, as a treasurer, as a vice president, first vice president, and this is like my third term, maybe my fourth term, I can't even remember. And that's how it all started rolling for me, and I just enjoy it. I've always enjoyed it. And being in charge of fundraising, that's a little tough, but I did do that at one point. And we try to have at least two fundraisers per year. It's hard to have more than that because, you know, we do many other things. In fact, recently we were awarded from the General Federation of Women's Clubs, which we're under their umbrella, and the Federation of New Jersey. So we're in the state of New Jersey, of course. And that was very good. They just recently sent us 60 years of best all around because we have a tendency to do many projects at one time.
You ladies are amazing. We're going to go into that. We've got a whole hour. We got a lot to cover.
We have a lot to cover.
We do. So, Marianne, you know, I'm hearing from Alexandria about obviously some of her, you know, involvement and how it all started. From your perspective, and for the listeners, this is the reason why I think it's really important, is what ignites someone inside to decide that I want to do something better? Because every time I do this show, it gets me all energized. Just, you know, hopefully motivating the listeners, people tuning in. Hey, maybe it's something I want to get involved in because everybody has lives. So what made you decide that, you know, you were going to, whatever activity was going to be, and you obviously landed with a great bunch of wonderful ladies, but why the Montville Women's Club?
Well, I think it was an avenue for me to meet other women in the community, first of all. And also, I think that being alive, you have to involve yourself in encouraging the people around you to live more completely and more fully. And I think that the Montville Women's Club just does a lot of activities that address the needs of local and community organizations, from the veterans to women who've been abused. And it's just a way for me personally to feel like I'm giving back to community and to and for myself. It's very enriching. I think the more you do for others, I've gotten just as much in pleasure and feeling of fulfillment doing this as I think I've given. So I think that's basically what motivated me to become part of the club.
So Alexandria, let me go back to what I was trying to focus a little bit more on your upbringing. What made you decide? Like, so for example, everybody has a life. They have to pay their bills. They have family obligations, work, mm-hmm. and everything else. I know you're an accomplished business owner in the past. And was there something about your upbringing? What made you decide to want to do something?
Well, it basically is upbringing. I was raised by a grandmother, my father's mother. And my grandmother was very community-oriented woman. At a time where she was a widow at 25 and she was raising me, you know, when she was in her 50s. So it was difficult for her raising a kid after so many years. But that's where it started because she would make birthday cakes for people in the neighborhood and she'd make me bring it there. And
how old were you at the time?
Well, old enough to ride on a bus. Of course, we didn't live in the world we live in today. You know, it was safe to take a bus not too far. And, she would give me the money to get on the bus and I'd learn how to do that.
What town was that?
That was in Jersey City.
Oh, Jersey City. Okay. Well, I was only wondering, grandmother, God bless her. I mean, she made a huge impact in your life.
She always did until her very ending years. When she couldn't go to church anymore, she'd sit on Sundays and mail the programs out. Someone would bring her the church program and she'd sit there and mail them all out various people who also could not get out, like she couldn't get out. So it's all in there. You just don't forget these things. Unfortunately, I was working 6 and 7 days a week because my husband's business required that. And then, because I lived in New York for 17 years, part of my life. And then I moved back into New Jersey. I, at one point, had a art gallery where I sold signed graphics in New York. And one of my first customers that I had was Standard & Poor's. And how I got that job is they said, well, you know, we can buy these art pieces because at that point in time, it was a tax deduction. It's no longer the case. So that's how I got the job. And I said, well, I'll hang them up. I got somebody to help me to hang them up. So I was there in the night because they wouldn't allow you to come in the daytime. So you had to go at night. And God knows how many pieces of art we hung up. But it was part of my life that I really enjoyed living in the city.
So it sounds like, I don't want to pry, sounds like you had a kind of a tough situation growing up. You were raised by your grandma.
Yeah, but thank God I was raised well, and I'm very proud of it. And I do always think of her because she taught me a lot.
Right, and that's something also where, you know, a family member could be a parent, could be an aunt, an uncle, a grandmother, grandfather, make a huge impact on your life.
Of course.
That's kind of like where everybody goes through stuff in life, and it sounds like, you know, you've had some adversity, but you're able to overcome that and become very successful. And also because of your upbringing, realize the importance of giving back, because it is interesting. I realized my late parents, I was so blessed. They were wonderful. And the things I saw them do made me realize it can't just be about me. At some point, I have to give back. So, Marianne, you know, there's so many things I want to cover with both of you ladies, from the food pantries, the blood drives, helping cancer patients, breast cancer patients, cleaning up neighborhoods. I mean, the Ronald McDonald House. I mean, you ladies don't stop. So I want to go into that in a little bit more detail. And there's so many things that you ladies have done, the organization, you guys should be really proud. I know you got a big prestigious award, rightfully so. So Marianne, when you got involved like 12 years ago, approximately, I know you mentioned before we'd start actually walking into the studio, your husband, very accomplished in the entertainment industry. And if he's watching, I hope he's, you know, I get maybe some positive, ideas. Nothing critical. But what about the organization and being part of the community that you gravitated to that, you know, you decided like it was time, you know, it was time, because everybody had something in their mind, you know, when it's time. What made you take that decision to go forward?
When it's time to expand your realm of interactions other than work, and maybe my church and my family, it was time to meet other women and to get involved in other things that were more expanded, that addressed community issues, that addressed people who were in need that I didn't really know how to approach. So that was a way, and I've learned about all kinds of charitable and all kinds of organizations that really need help. And this was an avenue for me to find out how to do it appropriately, how to approach those organizations. So I've learned a lot about organizations for children in foster care, for children who are court appointed, people helping them. So I've learned a lot about just how to approach the things and directing my activities in a functional way so that it's useful.
Wonderful. So, Alexandria, as I mentioned in my intro, when I heard about the wonderful thing you ladies have been doing at the Carol Simon Center, to help support, to show the love and support for breast cancer patients who are battling a disease. And that hits really home to me because, you know, my family has gone through that in terms of different types of cancer-related issues. And I know the importance of having support from the community. Because a lot of people are scared, they're alone, and it gives them a certain level of comfort. And that's when, like I mentioned in my intro, how it really hit me in the heart, because I understand the importance of that when your loved one is going through that. And it's a really good feeling. So, Alexandra, what made the Montville Women's Club decide to get involved in the caps and the pillows? What was that all about?
Well, initially, the project stems from the state. They send the president what we call an almanac. And in the almanac, it has various projects. And this one particular project was one of my very pet projects, by the way. It started in April of 2004. And someone said, oh, how can you do that? Because I don't even sew. Okay. So I wound up, I got sewers. At one point, I had like 12 or 13 women sewing. Unfortunately, after COVID, I only have two hospitals that are accepting the pillows. Morristown does not at this moment want the pillows, but we've given out at least 10,000 pillows from that year until before COVID. So I look at it that way. That's 10,000 people. It's also the pillows were shared with any kind of cancer patient, heart people. There were a few nurses that actually gave it to people who had heart surgery. I don't know how and they used it, but it was. But it was all related to breast cancer or just the oncology area in general. So I used to get the women to sew. I'd bring it to some seniors at senior house. I had some of them sewing. I'd bring them the materials, which were donated from the public. I had someone who donated lace, someone who donated the fabric, but the club and myself personally bought the fill because it's a special polyfill for these pillows. So that was a very good project. It isn't totally stopped, but we did it for a very long time.
What hospitals are you still doing it at?
Chilton in Pompton Plains and both of the St. Clairs, because they're both on the same street on Pocono Road. So one is oncology, the other one is breast cancer.
That's a beautiful thing, ladies. And like I said, I know for the listeners, when their loved one is going through cancer treatment, I know you also do the caps, because unfortunately
we have the caps.
Loss. And I just think it's so beautiful just to lift up folks. And once again, you don't know what that means, but I know going through it myself, it meant a lot when I saw strangers basically helping others. I mean, that's beautiful. Marianne, what are your thoughts? I mean, when you were getting involved and you learned about this wonderful program, among so many others, we're going to delve into in more detail. But that's what really made me decide to have you ladies come on, is what was your feeling when you learned about the caps and the pillows and helping out, you know, folks battling cancer?
Right. Well, it's really an important thing to address because, as you said, as an individual going through it, it must be really, it's a sense of being alone and being frightened. And this was a comforting thing to do. And it was really a nice thing that all the women were involved in it. And the hospitals were very, very accepting and open to it. So I think it was really a sense of help for the patients. Yeah.
Right. I mean, I read there's a Dr. Holwood, a survivor who was just so happy. And I think it resonated with her because she was a survivor. God bless her. And it showed the humanity of your organization. And I also learned about the Montville Women's Club bringing women together. Right.
Yes.
I mean, obviously, I'm a man, but I mean, I love the idea of the women, the collegiality, and talk about something, obviously, with breast cancer that really hits home for all the ladies and for the men, of course. I mean, when your loved one is sick, you're sick. I mean, just the way it is.
Right.
But if someone wants to reach out and they're listening today, Alexandra, how would they reach the Montville Women's Club?
Well, we have several ways that one can reach us. We have our website, which is still being worked on, but it is up and running. And that is Montville Women's Club, Montvilletownship.org. We have email, which is MontvilletownshipWomen'sClub@gmail.com. And actually, I have the phone number, but I'll pull it out of my case that I have memorized because we just got it.
Okay,
it's a number, a phone number that we're using. They say Google. It's a free phone number, they say. Good. So yeah. Anything that's free for a nonprofit organization, that's what we love.
I like your free for a profit. I like anything free. I'm never allergic to it. I said, bring it on.
That's right.
It's
absolutely.
All good.
It's all good.
So, ladies, before we move on to the other activities, I just want to talk again, just a little bit more detail on the organization about helping the breast cancer, you know, patients. Marion, how's that make you feel when you're at the facility, you're giving the caps, the pillows, and then you see the look on the patient's face or the family members? How's that make you feel?
Well, it makes me feel like I'm providing a comfort to someone who's in need. And I think that's what the club is really all about, providing what people in the community or who are having a difficult time need, whether it's food or it's the caps or it's the pillows or whatever, just addressing the needs of the community and being there as an organization together with other people who have, you know, a similar need, similar desires to help. It's very heartwarming, and it makes you feel like you want to do more, and it really is, it's very rewarding, I think.
Well, you should be very proud, you and the entire organization. And Alexandra, I know this is a passion of yours, the pillows and the caps. So, I mean, you know, you've been doing it a long time.
Yes.
And once again, you should be really proud of the effort that you've been putting in, and that's why I also want to personally say I think it's beautiful to help others, especially those that are in need. How do you feel inside? It's Sunday morning. It's a little introspective, but I want you to reflect a little bit about all the years you've been doing it and all the lives, over 10,000 pillows. That's 10,000 lives you've touched, your organization. You ever reflect on that?
Probably sometimes I think of it. Someone that used to be a club member, she said to me, "That'll be your legacy, Alexandria." But, you know, I'm a humble person when it comes to that. I'm not into getting glory for things. So I don't really talk about it much with anyone. I just do it. That's the reason they were called comfort pillows. And the fact that someone challenged me and said I could never do the project, that made me want to do it all the more.
Oh, you got you fired up when they said
got
you can't
me fired
do
up.
It. You better believe
right.
You can do
so
it.
So I had my whole system going to do the turbans and the comfort pillows. And they're all washable, which is great. And a lot of women. We did get some thank yous through the years. But I really stay kind of low-key on. We have had some press releases because I had my husband. I had to bring him to oncology department. So Dr. Ellen Early and several of the doctors, the director of nursing, she's retired now, but initially that's how that started too, because she invited me to come there because she couldn't believe that someone was doing this comfort pillow project.
Yeah, I mean, the nurses too, I always believe my late dad, we always used to say, they're angels. I mean, what the front line is. I know we all went through COVID together. You know, the world just kind of spins differently now.
Right.
But it gave the love and support for the first responders, the folks on the front lines in the medical field. The nurses, the doctors, you know, they do wonderful things.
They put it on the cart in the hospital. They wheel it around. And it's also used in the oncology people that are getting their infusions.
Right, sure. Yeah, the
so it had many purposes, the comfort pillow,
right,
actually.
The other Chilton and St. Clair's other...
My father-in-law came home with one after he had open heart surgery. Mm. And I remember sitting, watching him holding it, and I think it was very comforting for him. Yeah, that was many years ago.
Yeah, you know, like I said, it just touches you because you realize it's someone you don't know who actually cares.
Right. And to bring this up, I used to buy the labels, the iron-on, which said Montville Women's Club, so that people would know where the pillow came from or who participated in the making of the pillow. So on a few occasions, it turns out someone who went to the hospital, they were from Montville. And they go, oh, boy, this pillow comes from Montville Women's Club. And I live in Montville. So they were very excited.
Right. I mean, this is the beauty of the reason why I love doing the show is because people don't really know. No disrespect to the Montville Women's Club. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people don't know the wonderful things you ladies are doing to help others. And like you just said, Alexandra, you're very humble. I mean, you know, and I understand, you know, you do it to do the right thing. You're not looking for the accolades.
Definitely not.
You're just doing your thing. And when someone said you can't do it, you rolled up your sleeves, you and the Marianne Henrys of the world and all your other colleagues. And you say, yes, we can. Because you get a lot of women together in a room, a lot of wonderful things can happen.
Absolutely.
So my wife is listening. Hopefully I'll have breakfast, okay? But on a serious note, I think it's beautiful what you ladies have done. I just wanted to make sure that did not go unnoticed. There's so many things that you ladies do that I want to get involved in. And you really run the gamut of what you ladies are doing.
About the two latest items that we're doing that might be good to mention.
What is that?
Emmanuel Pediatric Cancer Foundation. Yes, that is one of our very latest projects because that is what we call a state project. It's passed down from the president of federation. She has the right to choose what she feels is a worthy cause. So we did have fundraisers and luncheons and tricky trays for that purpose. And at the end of our year, which is May 31, that's our year ending for the organization, we will be dispersing funds to that particular thing. And that helps children. It's geared just for children. Mainly everything we do is geared to women and children anyway. And we also presently are working on homeless veterans. We had done one project called Operation Chill Out. That was last year, I believe. Yes. We did Operation Chill Out. It also is related to veterans, but this is also something different. This is for veterans that are homeless. There's a facility in Glen Gardner, New Jersey, called Haven, H-A-V-E-N, and we are presently collecting new items for the veterans, and we have a member who was kind enough to near her home. She has a very long driveway at 14 Foremost Mountain Road in Montville, and that's our drop-off bin point. So if someone has something new, if you contact us, we could send you the list, but it is on our website.
Wonderful.
The list of all the things that they're asking. It's a facility for 90 days. The male or female, I believe, also can go there. And it's like a transition situation. So that's one of our very latest things we're working on. The other projects are projects we've done for years.
Right. I want to get involved. But you know, what was striking is some veterans are homeless.
Yes.
And I say also, that's, in my opinion, totally unacceptable.
Right.
You got to support the veterans. I mean, the folks that put their lives on their lives for us, for our freedoms, which clearly we all take way too much for granted. I try not to, because you get caught up in your own world. But what the military folks do, the men, the women, the families, the dedication.
It is a disgrace.
It is a disgrace that we have homeless veterans.
Right.
God bless you ladies for recognizing that need. Because this is another example of where your organization is recognizing a need. We're going to take a very short break, and please come back in 30 seconds.
Todd Leonard Show is sponsored by the Leonard Foundation, whose mission is to support the children and families who are battling pediatric cancer and those in need of food and assistance, women's shelters, and other important social services in the community. They also proudly support those fighting pancreatic cancer. They feel it's vitally important to help those in need in our amazing community when they need us the most. Please join them in extending a helping hand and go to leonardcharity.org and donate now. Together, we can touch many lives.
Thank you for coming back. I have Alexandra, Sarah, and Marianne Henry, two wonderful, incredible ladies from the Montville Women's Club. For the people listening today, watching, we're really learning a lot about why I had these ladies come on, because you ladies are extraordinary. Ladies, we were just talking about the veterans and the fact that, you know, our country has to recognize if there's a homeless veteran, we all have to band together and help those folks. Because I think, number one, it would mean a lot that they know people care.
Somebody cares.
And also, people need a hand up sometimes in life. I don't care who you are.
Absolutely.
It's successful, you could be down and out. You need your hand up. And, you know, Alexandra, you were, I could see the passion about when we talk about the veterans. Why do you feel so strongly about the veterans?
Well, I mean, my dad was a veteran, but just in general, if a man or woman goes and serves their country, they should not be ignored. I mean, whatever their needs are, they should get it without a lot of nonsense. So civic engagement, I mentioned that category in our club, which is headed by Jane Klemp, who is a wonderful member. She works really hard. And that is something that she does every year. The club does it, but I mean, Jane's in charge. We actually, in October, deliver to the Federation, which is in New Brunswick, stockings, Christmas holiday stockings. And we buy all the things that the Federation informs us of the needs, okay? So obviously it's not candy or something because that would melt. And these pillows, we get together, we stuff the pillows, we deliver to New Brunswick, and it's two women go to Virginia every year, so they don't tell us exactly the drop-off site. I'm not sure if it's confidential or not, but they drive trucks down there with all from all of the clubs, not just us, all of the clubs in New Jersey, and they bring all of these stockings there. So at least they have some kind of little treat for the holidays. And that is a beautiful project, and that's something we've done for many, many years.
Yeah. Marianne, also, what's your perspective on this in terms of an organization you've been so proudly serving for over 12 years now? Where you know you're involved with the veterans and you're giving back and you're helping. What are your thoughts on it?
I think it's really an important thing that more people should be involved in, because I agree with what you said before. To have dedicated any number of years to the country is really a wonderful thing. And I think they should be recognized, they should be supported. And I've really enjoyed all the things we've done. We have Operation Chill Out was very interesting. We collected money, we collected water. We collected backpacks with items in it for homeless veterans. And also just being aware of the fact that veterans need support. It is a shame that our country does not do more. But I think these organizations that have banded together to provide services and goods and items, I think it can make a difference. And I think it's something that a lot of more Americans should know about. More people should be aware of the need and hopefully get more involved.
Amen to that. And that's another reason why I love doing the show, is if I can touch one or two lives and people like, hey, I want to do something.
Sure.
And it's the idea. It's the germination of an idea.
Exactly.
Because a lot of people want to help, but they're not sure what direction to go in, right? I mean, because there's a lot of different clubs. There's a lot of different opportunities. And that's why, once again, if I can touch one light by people tuning in or listening, it makes me feel
it's
so great, because that makes it worthwhile to me.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just curious. Operation Chill Out. I wasn't sure how that came about. You ladies know?
Well, like I said, everything stems from New Jersey State Federation of Women's Clubs. So every project that the president of the state level gives out, that's what all the clubs participate in.
No, but why the chill?
We don't really know.
Like, chill out.
I don't know who made up the name for that project. I have no idea. Yeah. But we do every project. Anything that involves veterans, we do it. And also recently, we have another Jane in our club. We have a couple of Janes, three Janes, in fact. But one of the other Janes, she's in charge of mailing out to veterans that are out of the USA, manufacturer coupons, and they are honoring them 3 months after the date that it expires.
Oh, wonderful.
So that helps the veterans to go shopping and save a little money, because obviously they have families, they're on, you know, tight.
Right. It's the power of the Janes. My wife,
right.
My wife's name is Jane also. So
okay.
Maybe I will definitely get breakfast.
Right.
We'll see. So let me, there's so many other things I have to get into. I love the souls for the souls. I mean, that had a ring. I mean, I couldn't help myself. So
okay.
Marion, why don't you tell us a little bit about Souls for the Souls?
So, Souls for Souls is an organization in which we collect used and new shoes of all sizes for all kinds of people, children, adults, whatever. We box them up and we send them to Tennessee. The Zappos company actually refurbishes the shoes and gives them to people who have been involved in flooding or fires or whatever. And it's really wonderful. We've collected well over 1,000 pairs of shoes. We've sent out about 90 boxes of shoes, and they always send back, you know, thanks and appreciation. But it's really nice. We've gotten shoes from all kinds of people from all over the town. And it's really a nice way not only to not just throw things into the trash, into a landfill, but also to repurpose something that is very, very necessary.
Wonderful. I mean, I think that's great. You also have something where you collect bras to stop human trafficking,
mm-hmm. Right.
Which I also know is sadly
Free
another
the girls.
Part of Free the Girls,
Free the
which
girls.
Is another part of the reality of the world we live in,
yeah.
Where that's going on, sadly, in 2023. What was the impetus behind that, Alexandra?
That's also a project that stemmed from the state level. As I said, it stems from them. And so that people can be reassured if you participate in helping us to do any of these projects, that they're very well researched. So it's not like any scams or anything going on. We're very careful that when the state sends us things, it's legit because they have researched it thoroughly.
Alexandra, you know, I know you're president of the organization. You've been involved so many years, since the 90s. For the listeners, there are a lot of Federation Women Clubs throughout New Jersey, right? There's almost a lot of towns have women's clubs.
Yes, almost every
So is there like, a, let's say someone was listening and didn't live in Montville and they wanted to get involved. What's the process? Do you know?
Well, anyone who contacts us, I would always, either myself or Marion, would direct them if they had something specific to be picked up, if they weren't, you know, terribly far away. We work it out. I mean, I have people call about a pillow. Some people call about the shoes. Some people call about other things. And we always work it out somehow. It's not any rigid protocol for it. We just do it. Get it.
The clubs are broken up in the state into different districts.
Yes, that's what I was asking.
Right, yes.
So
districts.
If someone's listening in South Jersey, North Jersey, or maybe even outside the Garden State, these are available.
They have women's clubs down the shore as well. And we're in the Ramapo district.
Okay.
And there's 20 to 23 clubs just in the Ramapo district alone. Okay. But keep in mind that the organization itself is national and state.
Right. So for like the listeners, wherever you're listening, there's a women's club out there. You do
it wherever you live.
You could probably Google New Jersey State Federation of Women's Club.com and that'll probably all pop up all the different clubs.
Different areas.
Right.
Yes.
And once again, for the listeners, Alexandra, they want to reach out to you lovely ladies and they live in the Montville area. How do they reach you?
They can reach us at Montville Township Women's Club at gmail.com, or they can go to our website, which is MontvilleWomen'sClub.org.
Right. And once again, the scope and breadth of what you ladies do, once, you know, in my intro, I got a little worked up. I kind of glossed over it. I didn't mean any disrespect by it. You guys do so many wonderful things. Roots and Wings.
Mm.
How am I doing, ladies? Pretty good.
Very good. Exciting.
Am I doing pretty good? A little bit prepared?
That is a beautiful project.
Yeah. Right. We just learned about that organization a couple of years ago,
mm-hmm.
and it's dedicated to young adults who are adjudicated from foster care. So they support young adults in terms of education. They get them apartment housing, just setting up an apartment and making sure that they are prepared for adult life in terms of a career or a job. And they're in Denville, New Jersey, and we really never knew about them. I don't even know how we kind of heard about them. It was whether they reached out to us or we heard about them, but we were able to go there and we had a nice interview, a nice explanation from the directors about all the programs that they provide.
Right in Denville.
Denville.
Right, Denville. In Denville.
So isn't this one of the mysteries of life to rate kind of like, I live
know.
In Morris County.
Right.
I didn't know.
You didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't know, right?
And this is the example of what you ladies are doing. You're putting the spotlight on need. There's a need out there, right?
Well, the other thing is many women tell us they didn't even know the Montville, the women's club existed, which is very interesting because we've got lots of exposure. But I think it's just a matter of the fact that people get so caught up in their own lives and the family and all that, that it's unusual.
Well, you know, that's the segue too. This is one of the reasons why I think the world, it spins, unfortunately, sometimes on the negative instead of the positive. Mm-hmm. And that's why I love doing the hour, the power hour of just goodness.
Yeah.
Of bringing the spotlight on good stories for the people listening and watching. Because you need to know there's so many wonderful things. For some reason, it's not as glitzy and sexy. The wonderful things, people want to hear about the horrors. I'd rather hear good stuff. Mm-hmm. So once again, the foster kids, it's so beautiful. Your organization is stepping up and helping those folks. Because, right? I mean, these are people that need help, which is beautiful. You're doing it. What are your thoughts, Alexandra? I mean, you've been involved with you're getting involved with the Roots and Wings.
Well, Roots and Wings to me is I really think of it as a very beautiful project. And I'm hoping this year that our members will be putting some votes in for that so we can distribute more funds to them this year. We did donate to them last year and the year before. But we're just getting back on our feet, actually, after COVID, because, you know, we used to meet on Zoom. But that kind of put a clinker into us to a point. But we're getting back on our feet now.
Yeah, it's interesting.
But Roots and Wings is definitely very good. I mean, if someone would begin to even give it some thought, how would you feel if you were a foster kid for your entire life? And you reach 18 and you have absolutely nothing except maybe the clothes you're wearing. I mean, that to me is very traumatic.
It is. No, that's why. I mean, we all should be blessed for what we have in life. And there are folks, unfortunately, in a less fortunate situation.
Right.
And that's why, once again, what you're doing, you're putting a spotlight on a need. Mm-hmm. And it's right in our backyard.
Right there.
People, you know, I always say Morris County, one of the most affluent counties in the country. But there's people in need. I had the Interfaith Food Pantry on, Carolyn Lake, Nathan Umbriak, Margaret MacBohm, a recipient. And right here in our community, people are going hungry.
Yes. Right in our town, we have a pantry in Montville. And the people who run the pantry said that the use of the pantry has increased tremendously over the last few years.
Right. You know, Alexandra brought up something, too. I'm proud to be part of the Zoo Hunter Club of Morris County, huge supporter of the first responder community. Mm-hmm. We have a big event coming up in April where we give the Valor Meritorious Awards. But a lot of our meetings were virtual. But now, because COVID, thankfully, I hope is in our rearview mirror, though people are still getting COVID. I don't think, you know, thankfully, they're not sadly passing, but they're getting it. But it's nice to get everybody together again.
Person.
So you're part of a women's club now. I got an invitation, I think, to follow the Montville Women's Club, which I proudly obviously clicked on to follow. has there ever been a discussion of letting men in there, or is it strictly a women's organization?
I think it's been a women organization pretty much for its entire
ladies, a little provocative at 9:45 here.
I
don't want to see you ladies storm out. I'm just curious. So let me follow up on some of the other wonderful things you ladies you're doing. The soda taps for Ronald McDonald's House. I just want to delve a little bit more into that. You're helping families with children with cancer.
Again,
once again, a very important thing to do.
Absolutely.
Is to help those families that need that extra help, especially in a crisis of a child with cancer. Nothing could be worse, more devastating. How long you ladies been doing that?
Oh, more than 15 years, probably.
Yeah, right.
The person who used to be in charge of that has passed away, Catherine. Catherine, at one point, had collected 1 million aluminum tabs. But we still do it because it's, how difficult can it be? Take a tab off of a soda.
I used to do that as a youngster. I don't want to show my age, but I'm worse than a lady probably when I come up with my age. I got a milestone coming up in a number of months. But no, but literally, like, we used to collect these and recycling and all that. But it's wonderful you're doing things to lift up kids, families, that are battling cancer.
And that's the same thing with the Emmanuel Pediatric Cancer Fund. So the funds that we have collected and donated go to families, and they provide all kinds of services, social services, as well as food, as well as just all kinds of support to families of children who have cancer.
It's a wonderful thing to help others, especially those battling, you know, cancer, especially the kids. I mean, like I said, that's
we also got backpacks also for the children. In other words, there's a family, right? And one child has cancer, but the other children in the family also suffer. So we got backpacks, not just us, but other clubs as well, to let the other kids in the family, because they don't get the attention probably that they need, because they focus on their child that has the cancer. So it's like a barreled thing where you're helping one, but you're also helping family in general.
Well, of course. I mean, Alexandra and Marianne, I mean, if one person in your family has cancer, the whole family can pretty much
upside down.
It's all upside. I don't care who you are. You're turned upside down and shaking like you have no idea, you know, but that's unfortunately the sad reality. But you ladies are coming together, And you're helping,
right?
You know, you're helping. That's what, for the listeners, you should be involved in helping. So there's a few other projects I want to ask you about.
Awesome.
I know you're into scholarships, which I know when researching was an important foundation for your organization. Why is that so important to the Montville Women's Club, Marianne, the education and career goals? Why is that important?
Well, I think it supports young women who have a career, academic future, and it really has been a longstanding support that we've provided. These scholarships, I think, were started very, very long time ago. We usually identify two young women from Montville Township Women's Club who write an essay, and then depending on the need and the reaction in their write-ups, they are identified as recipients of the scholarship. It's really, I think, a nice way to acknowledge that a young woman is moving forward, has a career goal, and we'd like to support them. And that's about it.
Alexandra, what's your perspective when you read some of these essays to be considered? What are your thoughts?
Well, actually, we have a chairperson, Janice, who is our education person, and she is really the one involved with that. I, as the president, I don't get involved with reading those. It's a very personalized thing within the school system. So when Janice comes to us with the candidates, then we go from there.
Okay.
So we just give our normal... there was a member when the club originally started, okay, and there were CDs opened for the purpose of the interest only to be used towards for these two students. So that's how that started. So we only do the interest off of those accounts. We had to close the CDs because they weren't doing anything, but now we have investments, so we still take whatever interest is there, we can take it out. And then every May and June, we take it out and we give it to these two people.
You know, interest rates, I have to say, as an aside, I mean, growing up, I mean, they used to pay handsomely, and then it went like almost like negative almost. It's creeping up, but, you know, this isn't a business show, but with the inflationary forces, you have to be prudent with the money. I have to talk about the townwide garage sale.
It's a biggie.
Because I have to say, I'm a bit of a treasure hunter.
Okay.
I may be, for some of the listeners, I hope we're not in competition for the same treasures, because I do like to get up sometimes and drive around. I can't say I do it with a map so much, but I know people do.
Mm-hmm.
What started that, Alexandra?
Well, that's also something we've done for a very long time. Marguerite and Barbara are in charge of that particular fundraiser. And right now, my garage is full of good things to sell for the garage sale.
Hold on. I'm not going to ask that. Hold on, Alexandra. So, you're going to give me your address privately, though, because I'm...
That'll cost you more.
It might. Exactly.
That'll cost you more money. You know, but we have done it, and it is a way to... there again, get exposure for our organization. And for the most part, we do pretty good with that, and I'm very thankful for that. And the ladies who are in charge, Marguerite and Barbara, they always do a great job. We have flyers, and the township helps us with the maps. They do the maps, the engineering department. So people... they have a deadline, of course, but it's the first weekend in June, and people who live in condos and whatnot cannot have it at their home. So we have tables set up, and people can pay the $20 permit, and they could be at the town hall parking lot.
Wonderful.
And that's where we have it.
There's other programs, ladies, eyeglasses for the Lions.
CASA was one of our, also Marguerite became an advocate for that, one of our members. And that was another state project, and we did do really well with that.
Yeah. We advocate for the kids. I mean,
exactly.
This is vitally important, of course.
So that was a good thing. And we also, what was the other thing I forgot for the moment?
You guys, it's A to Z. I mean,
well, that's it. My head starts spinning when I think of all these projects.
You really start delineating the things that we've done. There's a lot. It seems like we weren't able to do so much during COVID, but we really maintained most of these.
We did a lot.
Like I said, ladies, I mean, I got a little into a frenzy trying to figure out how to do the opening, because I mean, there's a lot to cover, but no, you ladies have been doing wonderful things. It's really awesome, all the different activities. Alexandra, you know, when I was asking you questions, which I think goes to your stewardship as the president, you have a tremendous, incredibly talented colleagues, ladies, mm-hmm. on your team.
The best.
You are the first one to say, oh, wait a minute, they're doing it, I'm kind of involved. But that's the beauty of an organization. You're taking the gifts and talents of each, and you're using it very wisely. So to your credit, and you have Marianne at your side. Marianne, what is your involvement meant? Because there's a quote, I'm going to maybe give you a little test here.
Uh-oh.
If you want, I can tell you what you wrote, and then
this way
we can kind of like delve into it, you know. Since I'm the host, I can take a liberty.
Okay.
So you wrote, and I was reading, that it's helped you in social service and self-development. You've grown as an individual. One of the best decisions you made in your life. So I set the table for you. So why do you feel like that?
Well, because it exposed me to so many other women with talents that I never knew that they had, and organizations that provide things that I never knew were available to people. And I think it's just helped me to grow and an awareness of what I can do and what my potential is, which you don't really know until you try to do something. So, and it has made me feel like I'm giving back. And that's really been a very, very big encouragement for me to continue. I mean, I think we get so caught up in our day-to-day life with what we have to do that we lose sight of those around us and what needs to be addressed and who needs us. And it's really been very rewarding for me overall in these last years.
Well, once again, God bless you. And you talk about something that is also, I think, part of just growing as a person. Is you don't know your potential until you try things, you know? In life, we're all scared. You're going to be a fool. You know, people are going to be like, oh, my God, like, you know, you don't know what you're doing. But everybody starts out like that. I don't care who you are.
That's right.
The most successful person in the world, the richest person, started with, like, nothing. And they built on it, but they put their hat in the ring of life, right? That makes a big difference. God bless you for that. And Alexandra, what about you? I didn't have a quote. I mean, I know you feel very strongly about the organization, but here's your opportunity. What has this club meant to you in your life? And you've been involved for a number of decades.
Yes. Well, it's almost hard for me to put it into words. It's just like I jumped in and I went from one category to another. I served as different positions in the club. And I think the most important that I've gotten is the interaction, not because it's just women, but interaction with other human beings. Because we all have different temperaments. We all think differently. And I have grown in that area, because when I was very young, I had a temper. I still sometimes fly up. You know, I do.
You seem very calm, to be honest.
I'm pushing buttons.
Well, I was going to say, Mary, let me just slide over a little more of this to the left.
Right.
I mean, whether you hit a left or right hand.
But it helps you to develop that skill of learning how to accept. Now, Marianne and I get along very well. We've never had any kind of confrontation. And that has helped me a lot in that regard. And I think it all goes way back from even when I was a kid, because things were different. My parents were divorced. People didn't get divorced then. So it was different. You were always kind of angry, but then you grow and you grow and you grow. And I volunteered when I live in Bergen County. I used to volunteer in Holy Name Hospital, the cancer floor only. And at that point in time, it was run by nuns at that time. And I can remember some of those experiences of those people with cancer. So when I came to Morris County and I thought about volunteering, you know, so everything I do stems, it's like a level of things, but being more powerful about your personality and learn how to deal with people, it's not always easy.
Well, we're,
but it's
know,
good.
Well, if I may,
but it's
we're,
good.
On the, we're on the journey of giving back. But life is a journey.
Right, exactly.
Right? I mean, we
it's
all
a
go
challenge.
I mean, listen, you kind of been very candid. Thank you, both you and Marianne. But when I was younger, I had a much bigger temper.
Yeah.
I try to kind of keep it a
right.
little bit more even keel.
That's part
of realize,
growing.
I said, you grow. There's no point in hooting and hollering. You might as well just be a little more mature about it. Doesn't mean sometimes I don't holler and scream. It does happen.
Of course. We're all human.
Perfect. We're all human. But no, but that's the part of the beauty of growing as a person.
Exactly.
And all that. Alexandria, the needs of the organization, like 30 seconds or so. What's the current needs of the Mindful Women's Club?
Well, right now, I would appreciate if anyone can help us with the wish list for our veterans, which is on our website.
And then once again, if they want to go to
MondvilleWomensClub.org.
Right. And Marianne, you know, she just touched on it, too, about the friendships and the relationships. What has that meant in your life?
I'm an only child, so when my parents passed, right? So when my parents passed, although I have an extended family in New York and locally, this was an avenue for me to make relationships with other individuals who had like-minded approaches to life. And I really, it's really enriched my life. It's made me feel more useful as a person, not just doing the regular daily things. And it's given me a different outlook about my potential and how I can use it in the best that I can. And it's been very rewarding, and I really think it's helped me grow a lot as a person. I've learned so much, not only about the organizations and community organizations and charitable organizations, but how other people approach things.
Yeah, I mean, this is the wonderful thing about, you know, having you ladies on. So you're both, you didn't know that, right? You're one, right? You're the only child in the family, and you have that in common. But you have such a bond, ladies. And when I hear about what you have all done as an organization, very humbly, I'm so proud to have you ladies on today. One of the great things about the show is it puts the spotlight on ladies like you. There's so many people that are listening right now that have that potential. Marianne, I see you light up.
Yeah.
When you talk about how you've grown as a person.
Yeah.
And Alexandra, your passion to help others. It's really remarkable. That's a legacy. And we all go through life. We can really make a difference in people's lives if we get involved.
That's right.
And that's the reason why the show is important to me. It puts the spotlight on people who can do different things. And it's not just the idea, it's actually doing something.
That's right.
And if you try something you don't like it, try something different. I mean, that's also part of, right, the mystery of life, on the journey. On the journey, we try different things in life. So for the listeners and people watching, you know, never think that you can't do something. You can make a huge difference in someone's life. You get together with a bunch of like-minded people like the ladies at the Mindful Women's Club. You can change the world. So never forget that. So for the people watching, you know, send me an email at todd@toddleonardshow.com. Call me, 973-920-7900. Maybe you know someone wonderful making a difference. I'd love to hear from you how listening to the show is making your life better. Remember, we're all in this together. We can all make a difference. Remember, on the journey of giving back, we can always change. Remember that. We can always make the world better. God bless you, and please tune in next week. Take care.
The Todd Leonard Show is sponsored by the Leonard Foundation, whose mission is to support the children and families who are battling pediatric cancer and those in need of food and assistance, women's shelters, and other important social services in the community.
They also proudly support those fighting pancreatic cancer. They feel it's vitally important to help those in need in our amazing community when they need us the most. Please join them in extending a helping hand and go to leonardcharity.org and donate now. Together, we can touch many lives.